Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Schreier's here. We're glad he's back, too. Jim's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top management consultants, leadership experts on the planet, and the director of training for Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. He's done a lot of work over the years helping people put their best foot forward, especially in the area of workforce, of their people. And he's our good friend, Jim Schreier. Welcome back.
We're glad to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So over the last, of course, many decades, I've been tracking what keeps small business owners and all business owners really up at night. And over the years, it's gone from taxes to regulations, to health care. And now for some time, it's been finding and acquiring qualified workers. And when they say qualified, they don't necessarily mean I need a welder who can weld. They mean I need a welder who can get it, who has a legal driver's license. Or I need a welder who can weld, who also can pass a blood test. That's what they're talking about when they mean qualified. And or if they're looking for someone to work in on a computer in an office, somebody who knows how to show up and make an interview properly, and that's a problem I think in the internals of this research. So right now is a really really tough time for business owners to hire good people. We're going to have to get more sophisticated, aren't we? We're going to have to get more creative in this process, aren't we?
Absolutely, and this is where smaller businesses, I think, are going to struggle even more, because larger businesses have got so many advantages and capabilities that they've got spread throughout the organization to enable them to do more creative things when they're looking for people. And unfortunately, and I still see this almost daily, I drive around and I see small businesses, and I'll still see a help wanted sign in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to work very effectively in the 21st century. So they've got to look at what
especially since
other
most people
are doing.
Especially since most people who are hireable already have a job.
That's correct.
There's not that many qualified people. We're in a not a unique time. I've seen this a couple of times before, but we're in a fairly unique time when if you're qualified and you're capable and you behave yourself, you haven't gotten yourself into trouble, you can get a job if you want one. You're not walking around the streets saying how do I eat? I don't know how to pay my rent. You can get a job.
Yep, you've already got that. The only exception to that that's important for everyone to know, and particularly the small business, is that right now, because of the condition of the employment market, because there's so much demand, even the people that are employed, a lot of them are looking for a different opportunity.
Oh yeah, yep. And see, that's different.
Looking.
That's different from say 5-6 years ago, when the economy was real bad and people would take any kind of, grief from their employers. Major companies really abused their employees in a lot in those days because they knew they wouldn't leave because they couldn't go somewhere else and get a job. Now that's different.
That's correct.
And that's your point.
People stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now they're willing to look. So it's still tougher, particularly for small businesses, but there's still people that are out there that you can attract, but there is no way you're going to be able to attract them through traditional methods. And that includes even some of the current things like just putting a job posting out on a website, because the danger of that is being boring. And what we're seeing is these smaller businesses that are looking for people with skills or even looking for low-level, entry-level kind of positions, they're doing very creative things to attract people to their organizations.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to use technology better to hire these people, aren't you? To find them, but to bring them on board.
Yep, absolutely. It's major in terms of what technology is doing in terms of different kinds of websites that are out there to promote people, in terms of an organization's own website, its own use of social media. I've taken a look. I've done some business with a couple of small businesses in the last few months for certain things that I needed doing, like something being repaired, mm-hmm. and I always look at their website. Hmm. Just to see what information. Maybe it's just to find out where they're located.
Gone to their social media to see what they've done on social media.
Yeah, and what I find is tends to be, in more cases than I would like to see, tends to be below average in quality. Mm-hmm. They've got minimal websites. They've got minimal presence on things like Facebook.
Yeah.
Their communication to me. I just did a significant amount of business with a small business on a repair thing, and I never heard a word from them in terms of follow-up.
Wow. Yeah, that's disappointing to me. I see that too. And when I mentioned the social media, a lot of these young people who might consider going to work for you, if you're not at least somewhat tech savvy, they're just not even going to show up. They're not even interested. Because they want to feel like they're not going to have to. I mean, sometimes we have to raise these young people in terms of fundamentals. They're short on the fundamentals of working with people and you know what it takes to get the job done and urgency. They're sometimes short on that. But they sometimes they're a lot farther along than we are with technology, and they don't want to feel like they have to raise us with that either, do they? They'll turn us
absolutely.
They'll exclude us from their options. If we look like we're a bunch of Luddites.
Yeah, and whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, they're going to be, as you said, tech savvy, but they're going to send us a text message. They're going to use social media differently than traditionally we think may be appropriate. And if the challenge is how do we get employees in this unbelievably competitive market, we got to be willing to play that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting time, folks. This particular part of the process is, in fact, unprecedented. And so you can be forgiven for being a little frustrated and a little anxious about this, but you can't be forgiven for not making adjustments. Because if you don't make adjustments, you won't be successful in onboarding good people. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Jim Schreier. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.